In this week's Cotton Newsline, two cuts. Both cuts are Jay Harwick, Vice Chairman of the National Cotton Council, and a Louisiana producer. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Well, this letter that Senators Chambliss and Lincoln put together on the interim rule is very important to agriculture and critical to cotton because the interim rule reflects significant changes to farm program payment limitations and payment eligibility. These were included in the 2008 Farm Bill. However, the rule strays beyond congressional intent as an industry position, and it has potential to adversely affect producers and farm operations from coast to coast. For example, it appears that the interim rule makes significant changes that do not follow the statute to actively engage determination and other critically eligible requirements. Right now, producers across the country are in the process of making decisions for the 2009 crop year, and the interjection of unwarranted changes to the farm program payment limitations and payment eligibility final rule will only result in uncertainty and confusion for a lot of us as producers. So the council is requesting that the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, follow through on his statement in regards to this rule as well as other farm bill provisions awaiting implementation.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
On behalf of the cotton industry, I want to extend our gratitude to the leadership of senators who have signed in support of the National Cotton Council's request to the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. It is important at this time in the cotton industry, and particularly as producers are moving toward planting season.